Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today I'm with Dr. Noel Cullerton and he's discussing the French composer Charles-François Gounod.
French composer Charles Gounod was born in 1818 and he was a very serious young man. He was intensely spiritual. He wanted to be a Catholic priest. He also wanted to be a musician and a composer. So he had a Catholic priest, a musician and a composer. At one stage, he came around to the idea that he could combine all the careers by being a priest who could write spiritual masses. On the other hand, he was a happy young man who loved to socialise, especially with women. He was just a completely mixed up kid. He was born in Paris into an artistic family, and from early on he had a gift for music. In his early 20s, he won the coveted Prix de Rome, which allowed him to study in Rome for a few years. He just loved it there, and studied 16th century church music with great intensity. Being at the centre of church teaching added flames to his religious leanings. When he came back to Paris in 1843, he got his first job as musical director of the chapel for foreign missions. His religious bent was so serious that he got permission to sometimes dress up in clerical attire and call himself Abbé Gounod. He actually studied to be a priest between 1846 and 49. But he was a gregarious man, a man who loved to meet people and liked to be liked by everybody. He was affectionate towards his friends and acquaintances, especially with women. Asked on one occasion what his favourite things were, he replied, "Music, flowers and women." He probably doubted his ability to maintain devout celibacy. Even when he was actively considering the priesthood, he acquired somewhat of a reputation in some quarters, called the philandering monk, they called him. In retrospect, it's hardly surprising that he rejected the idea of becoming a priest and settled on music. At the time, being a successful composer in Paris meant you had to write commercially successful operas. One day, he met a woman whom he had originally met in Rome. Her name was Pauline Viardot, a hugely influential woman in musical terms and operatic circles. She was a famous mezzo-soprano and was a formidable force to be reckoned with in her day. She invited Gounod to her house and he accepted with great alacrity the invitation to go to her because he reckoned he might be able to show off what he had written. She realised he had great potential and she developed a great faith in him. She convinced him to try his hand at writing operas and she promised to put him in contact with a good scriptwriter to write a libretto for him. She also promised that if he wrote the opera, she would sing the leading role. He wrote the opera, an opera called Sappho. It was successfully written and it was performed. And while it contained some great music, it only got a very lukewarm reception. But this did not discourage Gounod at all. He had caught the opera bug and over the next several years wrote lots of them, although none were very successful.
And did she actually sing the first opera?
Oh, she did. She was a very famous woman in Europe at the time, and she did sing at the opera Sappho. She fulfilled her part of the bargain very well.
Do they have an affair?
There's rumours about that. Some say they did, and in fact some even say they had a child together. She was already married to a man, Mr. Viardot. She was married to Mr. Viardot.
Yeah.
Other people say the relationship was purely platonic. The failure of Sappho didn't discourage Gounod at all. He got caught the opera bug good and proper, and over the next several years wrote lots of them, although none were too successful. Then he started to write his very famous opera, Faust, in 1856. This opera is based on the poem Faust by the great German poet and philosopher Goethe. It's about an old man, Faust, who sells his soul to the devil to win the affections of a beautiful young woman. Well-known story. The original text has all sorts of philosophical and metaphysical themes and undertones. Gounod happily ditched the whole lot of them and composed an opera around the tussle between testosterone and spirituality. After a slow start, this opera with its never-ending string of beautiful melodies quickly became one of the most successful operas ever written. After a dip in popularity in the early 20th century, it is now back as popular as ever. Gounod spent the rest of his life trying to write another Faust. Although he wrote a great deal of music, he never quite achieved the same success again. He went on to write 8 more operas, of which most were failures. The most successful of them was Romeo and Juliet. He reduced Shakespeare's play down to the bare essentials, keeping only the bare bones of the plot. He concentrated his energy on providing lots of gorgeous music for the two lovers. To my mind, that's not a whole lot wrong with that. It was premiered in 1867 and was reasonably successful, even if it did not reach the heights of the popularity of Faust. He also wrote about 200 songs, but they have been largely neglected now outside France. As he grew older, he went back to his youthful preoccupations and wrote lots of religious music. One critic argued that his fame would rest on his religious music. He certainly got that wrong. His religious music is now largely forgotten, except in some places, and his fame now rests mainly on his two operas, Faust and Romeo and Juliet. We're going to listen to a piece not from Faust, but from Romeo and Juliet. The pair of doomed lovers have spent time together. The dawn is coming and they both know they're in deep, deep trouble. The music starts with Va, je te pardonne. Come, I have forgiven you.
That wonderful piece of music was taken from Charles Gounod's Romeo and Juliet. The duet was sung by Lynette Tapia and John Osborne. Keep on listening to TRP.